How you doing, fellow Christians? God bless you all. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the only way of escape. He's the only truth there truly is. He's the only way, and he's the only life. And how do I know that? Because I was born from above. Nothing my parents gave me, nothing a church gave me, nothing a guy with a funny robe and a pamphlet gave me. It came miraculously from above. Therefore, that's my personal testimony, but it's true. That's how I know. It wasn't by the will of man that I'm reborn. And when the spirit of truth hits you, you're not going to have to go to this mountain or that mountain. It's going to be within you, and you're going to worship the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in spirit, which is opposite of human nature, and in truth, which is opposite of hypocrisy. I just want to focus on one line, just one line here. It's in Mark 4, verse 11. This is Jesus speaking. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. Let's talk about this. Just that line. Because he goes into more detail, and you could read it yourself. But let's think about that. Unto you, it is given, it's something given to you, to know the mystery, that's something hidden in the secret, of the kingdom of God. Does he give it to everybody? No. He gives it to very few. First of all, it's hidden. It's a mystery. It's a secret. This is Jesus talking. You know, and I'm getting sick and tired of this Christian fakeism that everybody's the same and we're all children of God. We are not. There are enemies of Christ. We're told to pray for our enemies, but that doesn't mean they're a child of God. We pray for our fellow human beings that they come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. And they're personally given a way of escape. And they're personally let in on the mystery. But we are not all the same. That is human kindness, human righteousness. That's eating off of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The knowledge of good is the greatest evil off of that tree. Because that's the deception. It looks good. It looks kind. It looks gracious. It looks nice. It looks merciful. When it's leading you to hell. Not everybody's the same, gang. If you know Christ as your Savior in your heart, I was talking to a Catholic the other day, and I don't say much to Catholics. I listen a lot. I pray a lot. Because there are Catholics that truly know the Lord and love Him. But this Catholic individual was trying to mesmerize me with the church he went into. You should have seen this church. It was so beautiful. I felt the presence of God when I walked into this building. And he literally said the stained glass was incredible. The monuments were incredible. The statues were incredible. I was in awe. I tell you what, Adam, an evil spirit had him when he walked into that building. Because the only thing that building is good for is to keep the rain off your head, the wind off your back, and hopefully a cushion on the seat to sit down. That's a deception. And then he added the fuzzy face up front, dressed up as Batman with a staff. Oh, when the smoke came into the building, I said, what is this smoke? The incense. This is exactly what we're told about in Isaiah 1 that God hates. He said, I hate your Sabbaths, your full moons, your incense, your holy days, your sacrifices. I hate them all. I want a broken and contrite heart. Cease to do evil, learn to do good. And I'm not making fun of anybody. I'm just saying how things could become the religion. Things could become the faith. As a true Christian, when you come into the kingdom, you realize it's not that stained glass, literally the stained glass. Even though some guy at some time took a lot of time to make that stained glass, I get it. And as far as an art form, it is incredible. And the building is pretty incredible. But I'm talking about eternal spiritual life that could be found absolutely anywhere. You could get reborn in that church building. You could get reborn on the beach. You could get reborn on your knees in your closet. You could be on a bar stool and look around, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit hits you and you'll leave. But that you could get reborn there. Just like he said about the Spirit, you must be reborn to see the kingdom of God. This battery's dying on me. Wouldn't that just be like it? Well, I'm probably going to have to cut this show. I'm just going to cut it. So I'm going to let it fly. But what I'm getting at is we're let in on a mystery, people. And the mystery is everything is trying to choke out Jesus Christ in your heart. Absolutely everything is trying to choke out the Lord. And the people that were let in on the mystery, okay, the people that were let in on the mystery were those who actually came to have Jesus explain the parable. He spoke a parable to thousands of people. They were gathered everywhere, but there was only a few that came to him and said, Jesus, really, what were you talking about? So that's a little bit of a mystery that we have to come to him. We have to yearn to him. You know, the world has nothing to offer us outside in the spiritual realm. Yes, non-spiritual realm, it has everything to offer us. Comforts, enjoyment, fun, all that, sensuality. But guess what? That gets planted with you in the grave. But I'm talking about eternal life. I'm talking about where your soul is going to end up. That's what I'm discussing right now. And it's a mystery. And you and I want to be that you that he's talking about. Unto you, it is given the mystery of God. And who is the you? Those who said, Jesus, what are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to get at? And he went on to explain the mystery. In a nutshell, his word gets thrown out there, and it could go through different stages. It could get stolen immediately. It could grow up and get stolen later. It could get really good and good, but then it could get choked out and stolen, or it could bear fruit. When the word of God comes in us, we want it to bear fruit. And we're told in Galatians that the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, temperance, meekness. These are the fruits that come out. And they're going to be tested. Because there's going to be times you don't want to give forgiveness. There's going to be times you aren't going to want to be merciful. There's going to be times lust might be attacking you like a rabid creature. There's going to be times that bitterness is going to try to come over you like syrup. But you put up the shield of faith. You say, no, Lord, I'm on to this game because you have let me in on a mystery. Yeah. And it isn't given to everybody. Like I said, it is not given to everybody. He pinpointed who gets it. It's not just the ones that heard the speech that's in the parable, but those that truly came to him. It said, Jesus, what were you saying? What were you trying to tell me? And that's what we should be doing. Seeking the Lord. Fellowshipping with the Lord. He's real, gang. We are pilgrims and strangers in this world, and it's getting more and more segregated, I should say, between truth and lies, between living a righteous life and not. Hold fast Put up the shield of faith. Endure to the end to be saved. Endure hardness like a good soldier of Christ, fighting till the end. Submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. Quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Put up the shield of faith. And God bless you, people. And amen.